Iowa Hawkeyes, All-American wrestler Alex Marinelli, and Wisconsin Badger grappler Eli Stickley grew up in the same area of Ohio. It was not only a connection on the mat, but a far deeper connection of the heart and of the soul. Marinelli dated Eli's twin sister Mariah and was set to propose and ask his best friend Eli to be his best man. But God called Eli home before that could happen. In July of 2018, Eli's small truck rolled on Interstate 74 in Illinois, and he died of traumatic head injuries. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. This is a program that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the web for all the info you need to connect and give quickly, safely, and remotely to support the show at WWIB.com. Big Ten champion at 165, two-time All-American Alex Marinelli of the Iowa Hawkeyes is back with me on the show today. So your relationship with Eli Stickley, Alex, was made into a moving Big Ten documentary. I watched it the other day, and boy, it brought tears to my eyes. It's called Alex and Eli. Tell us about your relationship. Tell us about this story of the two of you.
Oh, I mean, I met him the first time I met him. He was so excited. I went to Mariah's house for the first time when I was really young. I mean, I started dating Mariah when I was I think I was 12 or 13. It was back in 2011. So we've been together for a long time. But I went to her house for the first time, and Eli was there. And her dad said that you would think the president's coming to town because Eli was so excited. But that's how he always was with everyone. He was so excited to see everyone, and he was loving, and I just, you know, obviously bonded from the first second I met him, and I've known him a little bit just with wrestling growing up, but I never really got to, like, hang out with him and spend time with his family, and not only Eli changed my life, but her parents, you know, I give them a lot of credit for putting me in the right places and filling my mind with you know, scripture and all that stuff and God's love and just being genuine people. And then, you know, with Eli changing my life, I just think that, you know, there was a time in my life that, you know, I knew God and I knew who he was, but I didn't commit my life to him. And I asked Eli, you know, what do I need to do? And he said, he went up to his pastor one day and he said, you know, a prayer where he accepted God into his heart and he confessed, you know, I'm a sinner. And, you know, that's and knowing God's just not enough, but it's committing your life to him and building that relationship with him and making him your life coach. And that's what Eli told me to do. And the next week I did it. I went up to my pastor back in Miamisburg, Ohio, and I did that. And then, you know, just obviously, you know, Eli was, you know, he was my role model. He was who I wanted to be, even though he didn't accomplish what he wanted. I didn't care. I looked past that. I didn't you know, say, oh, he's not the best wrestler, so I'm not going to do it. No, Eli, you wouldn't even think that about him. You would just say, you know, he's a great godly man. And, you know, it's crazy how God prepared him for what happened, and he prepared his family. So,
yeah, he accomplished so much more than he could have on the wrestling mat by sharing Jesus and living out his faith. And you and Eli, we're not teammates. I mean, you are on opposing Big Ten programs, Iowa for you, Wisconsin for Eli. But, man, were you guys ever teammates in Jesus, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're brothers in Christ, and we always will be. And I think that's what made Eli special is he did that with everyone, not just me. So he was very, very close to everyone he met at Wisconsin with Athletes in Action. He touched a lot of people's lives, and a lot of people knew him, and he made sure they knew him. He was very outspoken. He talked to everyone. He's not shy, and that's just what made Eli. So, you know, he gets it from his mom and dad, and, you know, he's very nice person, and, you know, it's just a brother that I'll never forget. So,
yeah, life is short. Live it out for Jesus. It'll make eternal dividends, an eternal difference. And that's the story of Eli Stickley. But more to talk about on your relationship with this young man, Alex. So if we can get you back for our next sports and commentary, I'd like to just have you share more about Eli Stickley and his life and legacy there. Alex Marinelli, a two-time All-American wrestler with University of Iowa, and a senior this year, but he gained another year of eligibility because of COVID. Alex, thanks for coming back. We'll get you on the show again very, very soon. Until then, have a great day, and God bless you.
All right, you too. See ya.